Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. What a week this turns out it will be here across these United States. I think we're going to see a lot of American flags. 9/11, all these years later, we still cannot forget the importance of that day. And sadly, the people who had their lives cut short at the hands of terrorists. How much safer are we? What will you do to remember 9/11? And how have we evolved as a country? Not to mention what's going on in New York, the push-pull over that memorial that is just absolutely wonderful, but the museum part of it is still fluctuating, and it has cost an arm and a leg, literally, in a lot of different senses, but I think it's worth every penny. Once it's all said and done, despite the squabbling, the setbacks, all the nonsense that it's really taken to make it happen, it is an amazing thing to see. I was there a year ago, and still there was a lot to be done on it, but the reflecting ponds and everything else is just absolutely breathtaking and gives you pause and makes you remember what happened on that day. Speaking of remembering, you know, in America, it doesn't take us long to remember when we feel like we've been gypped. When we feel like we're getting the short end of the stick, it's no mystery that we do not, as a group, collectively, if I were going to label us, we do not really care for most of our politicians in Washington. Any poll, even the upside-down polls, show that Congress's approval ratings are terrible, some of the worst of all time. Because of the log jam, because of the frustration, because of a zillion other things, including the fact that it's just so shocking that we cannot have a balanced budget in this country. How is that possible when Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Public have to struggle to do it, but our own government can't do it? And let's face it, we're the taxpayers. It's our money. And then it's often so shocking when we find out half of the time, the overlap in the government waste and what we're paying for that we had no idea we were paying for it. So don't forget, as much as there's emphasis on the politics of the presidential vote on November 6th, still there are 33 Senate seats that are up, all the House seats, and some key races that could make a very, very big difference. Part of being on the campaign trail means you have a VP that you split with. The VP does his bidding for you as well. Paul Ryan's pretty good at burning out that shoe leather. He talks about being overtaxed and, spending way too much of that do-re-mi.
We are overtaxed. Our problem is we spend too much money.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. You don't have to elaborate there. They can attack him for fact-checking or whatever. But I think there's no doubt no one can say that that's not true. In so many cases, we are overtaxed. And we're spending. And there has to be, you know, it's one thing, that's the problem. It's a slippery slope. You spend, say, well, we'll get back to that. And then before you know it, $16 trillion later, we are so far off of getting back to it. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. So what kind of a bounce do the Democrats get coming out of the Democratic Convention? The answer is significant. Does it hold up? Will the polls change a little bit? Right now, Obama has a lead that has widened since the convention, and the president has picked up more than support from that. He's definitely blown open a little bit the narrow lead that he had over Mitt Romney in the Reuters Ipsos poll that was released over the weekend. The latest daily tracking poll shows Obama with a lead of 4 percentage points over Romney, so 47% he gets 47% of that. So the bump is happening because 47 compared to 43 with Romney. But how does that hold up as we get further along in this process? How does that, you know, how does that change? The some people feel as though Obama is going to lose in the biggest landslide ever, that it's not even going to look like the whole Jimmy Carter thing, that it's not going to be such a surprise. It's going to be a massive landslide, that the American taxpayer is not going to reelect Obama, even if they personally say, geez, he's a nice guy and he's done some other things. They don't think so. Because of the national debt, $16 trillion, and under Obama, it's, you know, the numbers are the numbers. It's increased $5.4 trillion, which is crazy. I mean, that is crazy, crazy money. And that's just one side of it. It's the jobs numbers, too, I think, that are so ugly. But I'm not so sure it's any kind of a landslide. How many of you are not even voting? When I was in Tampa, the one thing that I heard over and over again is that people were disillusioned and weren't even voting. They weren't going to vote. They weren't voting for Romney. They were going to vote conservative. They were going to vote for other people, but they were not going to vote for Romney. So after all the battles in the Republican Party, with Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum and Rick Perry and Herman Cain and everybody else that was along for the ride in the beginning with all the debates, now it's certainly, well, it's been narrowed down for the past 5-6 months to Mitt Romney, but there are people in the Republican Party who say, you know what, we're just not going to vote. So is a bounce mean that Obama is going to trounce his way back into the White House, or will the failed economy prove too much of a hurdle, and will the Democrats be very surprised by the results? It all comes down to mathematics. Bill Clinton was right when he says it's simple arithmetic, and the arithmetic, though, can be manipulated in a different way. The arithmetic is the arithmetic of who has the most electoral votes. And if somebody hits that 270, if Romney does grab a big chunk of the country, especially in some of the bigger states like Ohio and Florida, what a difference that'll make on election night. And we'll be here, of course, in full swing, giving you all the results of what's happening in every nook and cranny where you hail from. Hey, coming up on our flip side, back by popular demand, we haven't talked to him in a while because he's been traveling. What an exciting life he leads. Our Pal Saul album is back with us. And Saul has done his homework, as always. In fact, we're going to let you, through the miracle of Press 4, you need to download Press 4. Go to the website, americatonight.net, if you haven't done it. Plus, you'll be entered into a drawing for a free, brand-new iPhone. But Saul's got some impressive numbers for us that we're going to talk about coming up on the flip side, our financial gurus who do not go away. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
places. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Recession. Frankly, a lot of folks are nervous, uneasy, and not sure what to do. So excited once again to talk to our pal, Financial Man for America Tonight, Saul Album, coming to us from Norway. Hey, Saul, how are you?
Great. Thanks, Kate.
You know what? It's been a summer of travel for you, I think. We want to live vicariously through you and get really green with envy, jealous, and find out some. Just tell me quickly some of the cool places you've gone.
Oh, just this summer?
Yeah.
Well, we went up the coast of Norway and saw some of the beautiful mountains there. They have some of the coastal cities, and you know, Norway is really God's country. Went to Stavanger. We went up to a bunch of little cities, which don't mean too much for the viewers. And then a couple weeks ago, we went to Miami We did Sweden, too, on the West Coast. They have lots of little islands off islands, little, like, boat cities. And they've been around for 100, 150, 200 years. Just really some of the cutest cities. And, one of them called Smögen, and I even got the T-shirt from Smögen, and that was fun in Sweden.
Smögen.
We got stuck. I'm sorry?
Smögen, I like it. I got the T-shirt.
Yeah, it sure did. Yeah, and then we got stuck in the hurricane in Miami and got to visit Manhattan for a little bit. So that was fun for our way back.
Yeah, good for you. So a little U.S. stop, too. Hopefully, do you have some pizza?
We just got to watch the lactose intolerant. I have to do that for my wife. But other than that, I got to eat all I wanted.
Woo, all right, that's good. Speaking of eating and going to the trough, what about the earnings? You know, you and I have talked, we'll tell everybody in this section, we're going to talk about earnings. We're going to talk about how long the Great Depression, as you call it, is going to last, investment themes that you think are going to be pretty fun for people that are listening. And you and I have talked about Japan for a long time. We'll talk about Japan and other things that are happening financially. But let's start off with earnings, because earnings are so significant when it comes to the market, without a doubt.
Yeah, Kate, I mean, you're playing the song Highway to Hell, and people are feeling a lot of pain. And, well, according to the S&P 500, according to earnings, everything's better than they've ever been. The numbers are in, Kate. We're having a little down quarter, not so great. Minerals and energy and healthcare isn't doing so well, but their earnings are in. And Kate, I want the viewers to think about this. The S&P 500 represents 90% of the total value of all the stocks on the stock exchanges. So there's about 8,000, 10,000 stocks. How you want to count them is up for debate. But of all those stocks, the 500 biggest account for 90% of the value. And if you added them all up into one big stock and you tracked their profits as one big stock, it makes it easier to kind of figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We're at record profits. Now, I happen to believe that's because we've tripled the money supply in the last 10 years. But according to according to profits, we're doing okay. Now, what this means for your listeners is that actually things are really not okay, and we don't really know how things are doing because of all the money printing. But what this means for their wallet is that the stock, because of all the inflation, and earnings will keep up with inflation. Therefore, the stock prices will keep up with inflation. Therefore, it's been okay, and that's why we've talked about it for the last several years. It's okay to have your money in the U.S. stock market. It's okay. And Kate, we're about 5-10%. We're about 5% off our last high in 2008. So, you know, we're almost at record share prices on the S&P 500, even though in real life Main Street is really hurting.
I know. It's fantastical numbers, like you say, and then here you see what's really happening with people, and does it make any sense? It's funny you say materials, they're up, lowest earnings, actually, for the quarter, but you're talking about financials, and they're talking about the highest energy where they are. And then you look at, you know, I was looking at just picking out some blue chip stocks like Apple. Apple is sky high. It's like at 680.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've done a great job of turning themselves into a nice phone company, and and an app platform. You know, a platform for other people, like a market, kind of like what Google did, right? You know, they've turned the internet into the market. They have their own intro market, and it'll be interesting to see Amazon as they come out with their Kindle Fires at a lower price point. Will they be able to compete with the Apple and build up another market also? Time will tell for that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so we talk about earnings, and we should tell everyone we're going to make all of this fabulous, fabulous information from Saul available on Press 4. You just go to Saul Album, you'll be able to get it. It's great. The other thing that everybody always wants to know is the when, the why, the how, when it's all going to be done. How long is this going to last, what we are feeling, the pain that we're feeling?
Okay, Kate, so here's the news. So let's say that you were sick and you were dreading to go to the doctor. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Kate, you go to the doctor and the doctor gives you bad news, but at least you know and then you can seek appropriate treatment. Well, here's the deal. The latest research out of Harvard Business School, okay, so this is not, you know, me making this up out of thin air, okay, like Bernanke. Okay, this is the actual research done on what happens when countries have their debt to GDP ratio, meaning their total debt to their production in their country, 90% for 5 years. So when they have a big debt for 5 years, what does this mean to growth, and what does this mean to jobs, and what does this mean to your listeners? Well, the researchers at Harvard have done, they've looked at the 26 occurrences in the world and the industrialized countries where this has occurred, where debt has occurred, debt has been 90% to the gross domestic product for over 5 years. And what they found is that it takes a minimum of 10 years to get over it and an average of 23 years of low and sluggish growth and high unemployment to get out of it. And, Kate, I think we're in year five.
Wow, boy, that is so scary. Oh, that's scary. And, you know, the other question that everybody's going to wants to know, and we'll start touching on this and we'll step aside, but the thing that people are going to want to know is what do we do? What are some investment areas? And you put together a whole bunch of stuff, investment, I call them themes, and I guess that's the right word. You called them themes, too. What are some things to look for?
Sure. What we're going to look for is a cyclical growth. And it is cliche, but what are the things that are, or what are the industries that are not encumbered by government stupidity and frankly, each other using the power of the state to encumber each other? So the best ones that are looking here are for technology, okay, and internet services, and on a certain extent, the which is a little bit of an exception to this, would be the biogrowth. If you can pick some good winners on the small side. As far as anything else, everything else is gonna do okay and rise with inflation. The second and yet most important is that, Kate, we're going to be locked in to 1% growth, 1.5% growth, which means a higher unemployment rate now, okay, or like it is now, or higher, for probably another minimum of 10 years, which means your listeners have to keep their jobs, have to increase their education, and make themselves unemployed. The money is not going to be there.
Hang on. We're going to talk more about that on the flip side. Stay with us. More with Saul next.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we're back with Saul Album, our financial guru, joining us from Norway. Saul, we've talked about Japan, you and I, a lot. We used to do a show together, and we talked about Japan then. So here we are, Japan and what you call the black hole. What do you mean by that?
Sure. I mean, it's just fairly simple, just like Greece and Italy and Spain. They're circling the black hole. And their debt is going up higher every year. And, well, basically, they're not going to be able to print much more money either. And I'm just trying to find out or put where I – oh, here it is. Okay. So before we go out, it's basically – I wanted to make sure I had the numbers before I open my mouth.
There you go.
Something you won't – something you won't hear in other places. But basically, their bond rate or their government debt in the last 10 years has gone up over 100%. And when you account for everything, they're at about a 2,000% to government revenue on their business, which basically means it's generous to give a country debt to to GDP ratio, because you can't tax it all. So this is government taxes to debt, and they're, like I said, they're above 2,000%. So instead of saying like 100% or 200%, they're like 2,000 government. So they're just circulating the black hole, and it'll be interesting to see whether it be next year or when it'll be, but it'll be soon when that whole thing will collapse. It'll be a lot of fun for your listeners, because we'll be all positioned to take advantage and make money from that.
Well, that's key then. So we know. When I was at the Republican convention in Tampa, I talked to Jeffrey Van Orden, who is one of the members of the EU Parliament. And boy, I'll tell you, he wasn't very optimistic about the things that are happening. And, besides Greece on down, all the companies that you just mentioned, and what he thought was going to be the turnaround, he says same thing, a very long time. You mentioned like 5 years talking about the U.S. He's saying the same thing plus a couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I see a minimum of another 10 years for this. Neither states, neither governments are proposing what needs to be done. They keep inflating the money supply, which makes profits look good, and we're coming along. So that's why we've been saying, you know, invest in the market. But let's look at the reality. There's been a 60% increase in people available for employment. Okay.
Right.
That are in working age, and 100% increase in people over the age 65 available for unemployment, but we're at record low employment. Now, you just have another interesting fact for your older listeners too. In the last 25 years, the increase of people over the age of 75 working has been 172%. So what's happening is they're being forced to work longer, and actually the statistics are coming through too, is that they're not only working longer, but they're working harder, whereas now people over the age of 65, 56% of them have to work full-time.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. It certainly didn't used to be that way. So we move along from that, and something that you call it bonus, and I think this is interesting for people to hear. First of all, I want to ask you what you think about Facebook since it IPO'd.
Oh. Well, it's been a...
I know, we just laughed. That gives you the answer right there.
Yeah. I mean, Saul, you know, I was driving by, and there was this wreck on the highway. I want to know what you thought about it.
That's good. I like that analogy. You're not surprised. I know you're not surprised, because we talked about it. You said who's going for Facebook? Why? Don't even get Facebook.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, this comes from personal experience, because I do own some small social networks, and that, like, and people don't click on the ads.
That's right. Yeah. So how do you make money? That's the answer. Tell us how you make money, and then we'll tell you whether we want to invest in it or not. So the IPO returns in general, and what you call the U.S. average length of debt is important.
Yeah. So when it comes to the IPOs, in general, the return of IPOs has been down. So if you take a look at the S&P, and then you take a look at just buying IPOs in general, buying IPOs are supposed to be the hot thing. You get the return. The money goes directly to the company. When you have an IPO, that's why it's called an initial public offering. So your listeners out there, when a company IPOs, it's selling its stock into the market for money. When you go out and you go buy a stock of IBM or McDonald's now, you're buying it from someone else who bought it from someone else who bought it from someone else, or 100 years ago did an IPO. So this is supposed to be exciting. This is supposed to be the entire purpose of the financial markets, which is, or not the entire, but the most of the purpose, which is to get money to growing companies and see a nice return. Well, the returns are down versus the regular market. So this is the problem, is that because of rules and regulations, and we could go over Sarbanes-Oxley and all these other stuff too, It just doesn't make economic sense to go public in the U.S. And when they do, they're pulling a Facebook or a Blackstone like 5 years ago. We watched that IPO. It's, okay, we're at a market top. Let's sell it to all the Muppets and the suckers out there. And let's get out, because let's get out while the getting's good.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, there's still some wild frontiers left out there to slay, to conquer. There's no question about it. So when we look at everything that we've talked about, talking about Japan and the problems, this printing the money like it's funny money, the repression that we're in right now, what? And I know I ask you this question all the time, but you give great advice on this. It's still the same answer, right? The best thing you can possibly do is diversify and do your homework.
Yeah, exactly, because we don't know where the money is sloshing around. It's like if I had a big swimming pool, okay, and Kate and Bernanke had a giant helicopter, and he's dumping water into the swimming pool. Okay, eventually it's all going to be level out, and it'll be okay. But the waves are going to hit different sides of the swimming pool at different times. Okay, so it's hard to know. You can't know. You can't know where the money's going to go and which corporations are going to benefit, and you can't know which industries are going to benefit. You just don't know. So, for instance, let's say there's a big corruption scandal and a lot of money goes to Solyndra, okay? Now, their suppliers are going to do well, but how am I going to know what their suppliers are? And then as soon as the money withdraws from Solyndra, their suppliers will do bad. How am I going to know that? When is that going to happen? You cannot know. The resources are not being logically allocated. It's politically allocated. So what you have to do is accept the fact, and you have to be very well diversified. You understand that water's being poured in, like money's being poured in, and so owning the whole thing will be just fine. So, again, the S&P 500 is really close to its old highs. Like I said, about 5, 8% off of its entire global, entire highest ever highest highs, okay? So we're almost there. And secondly, the most important of all is, and I've been doing this by leading by example on this, is go back and get your education stronger, your competency stronger. If you're a welder, go become a master welder. If you're a plumber, go become a master plumber and earn a higher salary. You cannot. The returns are not there. Interest rates are 1% and 2%. Your retirement funds are not going to be enough for you to retire on. You have to take responsibility for yourself, increase your education, your competency, and you're just going to have to get another job. The environment isn't there like it was 10 and 15 years ago, and it's not going to get any better probably for another 10 years.
Yeah, that's some great advice. You have to take the reins. You have to look around, see where the future is, and going back to school. A lot of people are doing that, the retraining, because ultimately they have a much better chance at surviving and thriving, frankly, than just staying with what they're doing.
Yeah, maybe you'll actually keep your job.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Sad state of affairs, isn't it? All right, my friend, it's always fun to have you on the show. We're going to make that available on Press 4. Just go to Saul Album and it'll be there. Great themes, great talking to you as always, and we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, you got it, Kate.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's like Saul and I always say, he always says when he's on, There is no definite answers. The best answer is to do what you know and what you love, if possible, because chances are you'll find a much better lane. Things are shifting in a lot of different directions. Thus, we make the joke talking about Facebook and its initial public offering and people saying, oh, I'll own a piece of Facebook, and it's just not worth it. And the reason why is because they haven't really figured out how to monetize it. How do they monetize the ads? While some people will go to the ads, they can't get the kind of returns or promise the kind of returns by doing that, that perhaps Google, what they call click-throughs, can or whatever. And that's what made that such a tough, tough sell. It's like standing at the craps table anyway when you have any money in stocks. But unfortunately, if you have any kind of a retirement account or 401k, you've got something in stocks. And so you are definitely hoping we don't see the kind of crash that we saw in 2008. Absolutely not. Stay with us. We're heading for the final turn.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news.
Head for the exits for this hour. How about this? Boy, and there are lots of numbers. This is why we started doing this segment. Incredible amounts of numbers, no doubt about it. But this is interesting and also sad at the same time. We've talked about Lance Armstrong before and the fact that he has raised a boatload, more than a boatload of money for cancer research with Live Strong. You know, $50 million and counting, or $500 million. It's such a crazy amount, I can't even remember. I want to say it's like $500 million. So Lance Armstrong's lifetime ban by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency is now going to keep him from running in next month's Chicago Marathon. He was going to do it. The marathon is saying that he never formally registered for the October 7th race, but he was considering running with Live Strong's charity team runners who do the marathon as a fundraiser for his foundation. And the marathon is sanctioned by the USA track and field folks, so Armstrong's ban stops him from entering any organized events. Anything that's sanctioned or authorized or any of that kind of stuff would push him out of it. Ironman events, all that stuff that he was doing, he's done with. He can't do those any longer. So the USADA wiped out 14 years of results, including his 7 Tour de France titles. They barred him for life after concluding he used banned substances. He said he's sick to death of fighting it. He took 500 drug tests, and he just doesn't want to fight anymore, and he's not going to do it. So that is the end of that. How about it? Mitt Romney says he won't cut taxes on the so-called wealthy Americans, or the 1%, or whatever you want to call the amount of people who have so-called wealth. Wealth is in the eye of the beholder. How much do you consider massive amounts of wealth? I had this discussion with somebody today. I don't know, for some ridiculous reason, because who cares? But what is wealthy? My grandfather used to say, you must think money grows on trees in the backyard. He only did that once in a while when he was being sarcastic. We didn't have any money trees. Maybe you have money trees in your backyard. So here's the scoop with Mitt Romney. He rejected claims by the president that he would sign off on more tax breaks for the wealthy if elected president, but then didn't offer any specifics on how he would accomplish the goal of lowering the taxes for other Americans. The whole loophole thing is starting to become the battleground area of, well, what loopholes? What are you talking about? What do you mean lower taxes? What are those loopholes? We want to know the number and what they are specifically. Where are you talking about cutting? I don't understand. The key thing is, under the agreement right now signed by the White House and the Republican Congress, the automatic cuts that are called sequestration, that's what they're called, nice word, huh, is automatically going to remove $1.2 trillion from the budget unless they can find, the idiots on the Hill can find, other cuts to replace them. So half the cuts are coming in defense spending, and the rest of them are being pickpocketed in other areas, too. One of the things Mitt Romney says is that he thinks it's a big mistake to double down on cutting out big chunks of the military, and even Leon Panetta is a little bit nervous about that. But we all knew this was coming because there was never any compromise. There was never anything that was going to put the brakes on it. So we knew it was going to happen, and that's, so that's it. Speaking of money, he's not cutting money, but he's offering money. Larry Flint is offering $1 million for Romney's financial records. He's pulled the stunt before, and he does get headlines. Heck, we're mentioning him on We Can Count. I hear he listens to the show. Hey, Larry. He is offering the $1 million for anybody, anyone whatsoever. And he's taking out full-page ads in the Washington Post. He did that on Sunday. And Tuesday's USA Today, the September 11th issue, the ad text says, what is he hiding? Maybe now we'll find out. The ad includes a phone number and email address where anyone with information can contact Flint. He says he's very serious and he will pay for the information. Think anyone's going to come up with that? Did the press release? Like I said, he's done this before. The fascination with the tax returns. And, here's the thing. If you found the tax returns and the tax returns, there was hardly any taxes paid, that would be one thing. But I don't think they're going to find that because he has been vetted before. So I doubt very much that there would be anything that would come out of it. I'm just saying, if there was, release them. Who cares? But I don't think so. Could be wrong. Maybe somebody comes forward and has some juicy bits of information in the tax returns, especially if they know they're going to get some big money for it, but I think they would think that anyway. All right, this is kind of an interesting thing, picture-wise anyway. The president was in Florida, and of course he's in Florida campaigning. That's a big state. Don't want to lose Florida. And a Florida pizza owner, guy who owns a little pizza place, his name is Scott Van Duzer. lifted the president a foot off the ground in a bear hug. It was just an unscripted thing that he made, an unscripted stop at Fort Pierce, Florida. And the Secret Service had to be nervous over that. And what's interesting is Van Duzer is a registered Republican who says he's going to vote for Obama in November. He says he's going to vote for him because he does not like Romney and does not like what he stands for. How about that? Wow. I was thinking to myself, POTUS, how much does POTUS weigh that he, the pictures were crazy, that he pulled him off the ground? It seemed like nothing. They're kind of funny. Wouldn't be funny for somebody in the protection business that saw it, because if they saw that from afar, they might be, I don't know, just a tad panicked, perhaps. Maybe. One glove, one man's innocence. The famous words, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Who said that? Johnny Cochran. Well, now Chris Darden, who was the prosecutor on the other side, was part of a panel last week in which he said that he believes the glove was altered, thinks that they cut the inside of it, and that's what happened, that it was tampered with in the very famous portion of the trial and evidence. Remember, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. So he said, Chris Darden said that he thought Johnny Cochran tore the lining and there were additional tears in the lining, so O.J.'s fingers couldn't go all the way up into the gloves. So they didn't fit. They weren't his gloves. Ooh, that's a wild claim, isn't it? But Alan Dershowitz, who was also part of that dream team, says that that's a wild and total fabrication because the defense doesn't get access to evidence except under controlled circumstances. So there's no way that they can blame it on that. Dershowitz said afterwards that he made the biggest legal blunder of the 20th century. That's what he said about Darden. So he's trying to blame it on a dead guy because Cochran, of course, is dead. And Dershowitz said if Darden had evidence that there had been tampering, he would have had an ethical obligation to report the alleged misconduct. Boy, we have to go way back. I mean, Cochran died in 2005. He had a brain tumor. He's 67 years old. The other people in the Dream Team, you had Robert Shapiro, Barry Scheck, F. Lee Bailey Flea. They aren't saying anything about it. Robert Kardashian has also died. And remember, though, a civil jury, after he got off in 95, a civil jury in 97 found Simpson liable for the deaths of his ex-wife and Ronald Goldman and ordered him to pay $33.5 million damages to the murder victims. Family. Simpson, though, is in lockup. He's currently serving up to 33 years in prison for that craziness that happened in 2007, that armed robbery, where he said that he was trying to recover his own sports memorabilia. He was bound and determined to somehow end up behind bars.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.